Time to get ready for the Larry and Needles Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Larry and Needles Show. I'm Larry.
Did you see that?
I'm Needles.
I'm Kiki. Wait, did you see that?
What happened?
You just started the pod, and all I saw was thumbs down. Somebody gave us a thumbs down already.
Shout out to the guy who gave us a thumbs down.
Before the show
we
even
give
started.
Give you some free merch.
Yeah. Oh. If you're man enough to wear it.
Yeah, that's gold. Oh, I love it. Before we even start.
Sometimes, you know.
Shout out to fucking Chadillac and Lipinski. Lipinski has been feeling under the weather, so Godspeed, we love you, and we hope you feel better, Lipinski.
I'll put you in my mother's, put you in the prayer chain.
Give her a foot massage.
Yeah.
tell Swarty to give you a day off. Yeah, there's been a bug going around.
Yeah.
You fucking HIV bug. Yeah. Fucking bug chaser.
Yeah, went up for my mom's birthday last week.
Uh-huh.
Everyone in the adults got sick the next day. Like, what the hell? Yeah. Luckily, it wasn't the HIV bug.
That's what happens at those orgies. One guy's got it, everyone gets it.
It's like everybody's doorknob.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gets a feel.
Turn, you ass clown. Yeah. Oh my, you Polack, I swear to God.
It's the oxygen.
The lack of, therefore.
Yeah.
Shall we say?
She's like a doorknob. Everyone gets a turn.
You fucking guys, I swear to God, man.
Oh, dude, my thumb is hurting from holding this damn thing. Dude, this thing's massive.
I was just going to say, I used to do this stuff until my brother, who's smarter than me, No Shirt Nick, told me it puts little pinholes in your brain. So I was like, you know, I got enough fucking holes in my brain already.
Yeah.
So I just, he freaked me out. He scares me. He's got a good way to scare people. He's a good guy to have an intervention, even if you don't know who he is. People will be like, who the fuck was that guy?
Is he just scared of
he,
shit
he
out of
He just
me.
Comes in, to, he's hired for interventions of any kind. Mr. Perfect.
Hey, sometimes you need that shit, you know?
Yeah. Oh,
it
does
work well.
Yeah.
I've had an intervention before.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So mm-hmm. Someone tried to trademark the term September 11th, 2001 on 9/11.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I sent
did.
It to you. Yeah. I'll give you one guess at what the guy's name was.
Silverstein.
Green, yeah, I would say Greenstein. Green
Moody Black. Schinnenberg. Shalom, shalom.
No.
Shalom
the good old
the
shekel
home.
Tosser tried to trademark
that. Fuck yeah, baby.
And it's funny how he had it in immediately, I guarantee. Somebody, some other one probably beat him to it.
Well, the best is it says, and he wasted no time doing it.
Oh.
He filed his application on that very day.
Timing is everything.
The Twin Towers were still smoldering in the Pentagon.
Dude, you gotta hand it to them. They don't miss a beat, man.
No. Things you wouldn't even think of.
Copywriting. I mean, talk about working both sides of the coin. The shekel, actually.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
I thought that was a
you
very
You can't make heads
story.
Or tails out of that shekel.
What's that?
I couldn't make
well,
heads or
I know
tails out of that.
Everybody's winning in that fucking point.
Yeah, right. Oh, dude, he was clicking his heels that day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they all knew what was
until it was
happen.
Denied.
What's that?
Until it was denied.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe they denied it. I mean, why would you not? I mean, what are you going to do trademarking September 11th?
Well, how are you trademarking a date?
They're going to or a terrorist attack, even.
Yeah.
Think about it. Like,
so then anytime anyone printed it or said it, on
you
the news,
you got a shekel.
You'd be getting,
yeah, he gets a shekel.
Well, and honestly, I guarantee he would stand with pride with that. But like, I'm making
Dude,
money on that.
Fuck
like,
yeah.
I guarantee it.
It'll be on his fucking tombstone.
Yeah, the man.
I mean, he'd be dancing with those guys on 9/11.
He said it'll be on his tombstone. They'll carve in every couple 50 years. I've been dead X amount of years, and my family's still making money off the 9/11 phrase, you
yeah,
fuckers.
Right?
Trying to trademark the worst fucking terrorist attack on American soil. That is just no shame at all, really. Come on. You got nothing else better to do? But that's okay. That's hilarious.
Absolutely.
Remember when they told us for fucking Thanksgiving? No more than 3 households present. No parties longer than two hours. Guests must stay outside.
Yeah.
Avoid singing, chanting, and shouting.
No hugging, kissing, or talking.
Is that the craziest thing? Like, we are living in the craziest simulation right now. They completely told us we couldn't see our families. People died without seeing people.
Yeah.
Dude, that's the saddest part about it. You couldn't see your, you know, your loved ones.
How about this? My drummer Stoney, his dad was actually he was all right from COVID, but they fucking killed him other ways at the hospital. If you know what I'm saying. And,
don't tell me. Please elaborate.
His mother had to be snuck in. The nurses gave her a fucking nursing outfit because he's about to die, and they wouldn't let this lady
so
in
at least
to see the guy that
heart.
She's been married to for fucking 60
like
years.
Sounds like a Laurel and Hardy bit. Are you sure?
Well, no, Tony told my drummer Stoney. Okay. Fucking his mom, they gave her a fucking get up to where she was disguised.
But why her though?
Because she's like, I want to go in there. They felt sorry for her.
I mean, thousands of people wanted that also. But I mean,
I don't know
married
why.
Married for
dude.
60
you
years though.
Tony.
Well, they just had the right nurse there that like, had a heart.
Someone play ball.
Yeah, it was like the Grinch. Her heart grew.
Hit her with a Nixon.
Somebody with one of our mindsets.
Here's a Netanyahu. Let me go see. You know what's kind of weird? Seriously. Think about this. What kind of what's in Israel and what's West?
What do you mean? You're talking about like Egypt
what's,
or something?
No, what's in the Israel, Gaza? It's west. West what?
Bank.
Oh. shekel, noise. shekel, noise.
Know, right? Funny how it's, yeah, it's called the West Bank.
Just can't let it go, can
they? Oh, man.
Hey, if it works, it works, right?
That's when we need a shekel noise. Oy vey.
You need a little button
I know.
Push.
I know.
No, we don't need any more fucking distractions.
No, we
thing.
Definitely
Carlo
need
Carlo was saying we needed some shit, but yeah.
Ah, that's all right.
It is not the morning drive.
No, morning zoo. We are not the fucking morning zoo.
Uncle Lair and Little Tommy.
Speaking of morning zoo,
it's
you ever
fucking
listen?
Larry and Neil.
I know you've heard the Mexican radio stations.
Oh, yeah, every day.
Dude, it's like going back to the 70s with all the buttons and shit that
oh,
have
yeah.
the noises.
There's like a rooster. Just like horns, bottles clacking.
Horns,
a tuba.
Springs. Boinging.
Yeah, boing.
Yeah, just it's like, what the
immigration
fuck?
Noise. Yeah. Like a jail cell clinking.
Uh-huh.
Dude, they have it all.
I listen to that shit.
Cell
they
door
fucking
slamming.
Listen to that every day, man. Listen, if I could go one day without hearing a tuba solo, it's been a good day. I swear to God.
Well,
man.
Not in your... Honestly, well, you don't live there no more, do you?
No, at work.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've kind of grown accustomed to the tuba.
Well, you know what? It's a hell of a bass instrument. People underestimate the tuba. If you got a guy that's proficient, you could fucking get down. And for you people that are just listening
this
right
guy's
now,
just
they're hissing
sound. Can I see the joint?
Sure thing, buddy.
Don't drop it on this shit.
In Tijuana, you could pull up to a mariachi band and they would play it for the car.
I'm sure they will.
Ooh, that one almost got me, kiddo.
It's on my street, there's a guy that'll play for the car if you pull up slow. His name is Larry.
It's amazing. Like you were talking about how,
excuse me,
they wanted to, you know, last thing, or what is it, 5 years ago, Thanksgiving, you know, limit your conversations to more than two sentences. This
two
that.
Syllables per word.
Didn't allow you to go to church.
But the liquor stores kept
you had, can't make out with your hot cousin.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
That's just for you, Larry.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the parameters, your parole.
They wanted a vaccine card for everything, but then all of a sudden, you don't need any kind of fucking identification to vote. That's racist.
Trust the science. That's what they say.
Yeah.
They say, trust the science for this, but don't trust
we all know
it for
there's
that.
No such thing as science.
Well, there is a such thing as science. I mean, that's proven. But
I know.
It's all interpreted by the person who writes that paper, or it's all interpreted by who's behind it. A NASA science paper is completely different
right.
than a Stephen Hawking science
paper. It's a money laundering
paper. Written on
paper.
Epstein Island going on the way to Little St. James.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And I tried to recreate weird science, and I didn't get my girl. Started a little fire, but
so I'll tell you what, man.
Tell us what, Larry.
I was wondering. I'm like, what the hell is going on? I had like 2 sips of a beer, and I feel like You know, like that one night in Boys Town when someone spiked my drink. So you can tell about the
sausages made it. I didn't say that. Larry did. Just to let everybody know.
So you ended up drinking the beer that you roofied?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You forgot to switch them?
Yeah. You were supposed to get that.
See, that's where that buzzer, that button comes in handy. Sorry, go ahead.
No, rocks glass clinking.
You're right.
Okay, Larry, where is this story going?
No, I was just saying, I forgot about those little chips, those little weird things.
Oh, our friend Molly came over tonight.
So again, the people that are listening at home, that hissing sound is not a king cobra attacking us. It's these dirtbags.
And it's blending in with my shirt. It's my oxygen. Yeah,
that's good.
It is blending in. It's kind of nice. It's actually blending into our shirts. It's making the pot a little quiet, but...
So I got one of those oxygen meters, you know, you put on your fingertip and it tells you what your oxygen levels are at.
Huh?
Oh, no, two
you put
meter?
It on your...
Really? It can tell you what your...
Wait, what?
Yeah, you put this little electronic thing on your fingertip. It's usually on your left hand you put it, and it'll tell you what your oxygen levels are. And
how?
Your, and
from a pulse?
Well, no, not from a pulse.
Yeah, because that's where they put the thing on for your pulse on your fingertips.
It could, yeah, it tells you your pulse, too.
Yeah, so that's how
But it gives you your oxygen level. And you know those little things I use at Crab that when I can't breathe?
Yeah, your space ball thing.
Now, listen, it used to take me 10 minutes to recover, and I could recover in a couple of shots of that. Now, I was putting that on. My oxygen level was low. It's like at 96%, which is not good. And I did a shot of that shit, and it shot right up to 99%.
Well, yeah, because you're putting pure oxygen in your body.
Well, it's kind of cool. I was just testing it to make sure it works.
You know it works, yeah.
You know, trust the science.
Well, hey, at least you know you're getting oxygen.
Yes.
Well, he's putting it in his body.
Well, I could be getting ripped off. I could be getting ripped off.
You never know what they're putting in them cans.
Absolutely not. You
I
don't know
really
what it
hope
is.
That they wouldn't rip you off on oxygen, though. That would be funny if they did that. They put sulfur in there.
Some Indian guy farting in a bottle. You never know.
Oh, yeah. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody yesterday.
Yeah, belated.
I mean, so if you're...
Also, I want to give a shout-out to Claire.
Gobbles.
Yeah.
You were one of the lucky ones.
I want to say sorry to my friends and my condolences to the people that I know that died this week.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people passed away.
And that's sad.
To the families and Clara especially.
Shout out to the Indians.
Love you, doll.
Their alcohol.
Thanks. I'm there for you, baby. All right.
No, I just said shout out to the Indians for not being able to hold their alcohol.
So yeah, and shout out to the East Indians for being so nice.
Who's that? The East Indians.
What are you talking about?
You talking about India Indians?
Yeah, any of my friends that are from India are very fucking nice.
Oh, that dude that's still in that Indian prison.
Is he still in prison?
Yeah.
Javel, yeah.
Damn,
India? Yeah, we send him rupees every month.
And it's bad and it's dirty. You think it's dirty on the streets in India?
Yeah, you gotta I've seen videos from there. You gotta see
the inside of the prison.
Oh, you can't find one square mile without You can't find one square meter without trash in India.
People you think 26 outside. In California is a shithole?
Yeah, dude, Larry, that is nothing. I mean, that's not a
no,
shithole. 26
nothing.
In California isn't a shithole at all.
Yeah, yeah, there's dank fucking basement parts, bro. It's pretty bad, some parts of that. It's
yeah, but it's not as
building.
Bad as living in India where you can't even take a bus without getting raped.
We're talking about the prison in India.
Yeah, about Indian prison?
Oh, yeah. It's
So what did he do to get
the cleaning lady died, put it that way.
Yeah.
The what?
The cleaning lady died.
She was Polish, right?
No. Yeah. Like, at the Indian prison, yeah.
Oh, at the Indian prison. Oh, my God. A cleaning lady and an Indian prison? Jesus, man.
That's
you
why she
really
died.
You are really asking for fucking trouble. Come on, man. You ever see the...
They don't even understand the term
cleaning lady.
You can't
even... You ever see them where they're fucking in, like, Europe and shit, and they have, like, big billboards of like women in bikinis and they're just like rubbing up against it, licking and jerking off on the
thing. Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding at
That's
all.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, these guys are so, and then you give them porn and it's like, oh my God.
Oh, so get this.
Oh boy.
I may have told this already before, but you know, Instagram, somebody mentioned that India had all these billions of people, but no medals at the Olympics.
Oh, yeah, we talked about this before, yeah.
And I made a comment, but somebody just commented on it. I made a comment, said, I'm like, well, if raping was in the Olympics, they'd win all, you know, all three medals.
They have all kinds of gold.
Somebody made a comment, like, commenting back at me. He's like, well, just for your information, asshole.
Yeah.
India is not even ranked in the top 10 in like most dangerous countries for women.
We're talking about rapes, though.
It's number 11.
I hear a lot of stories coming out of India, and none of them are good for women. Let me tell you.
All right, like, I already sent the authorities to your closet, buddy.
Dude, we talked about that before, the Romeo dialers, or they would just call ladies up, and if it was a woman, they would try to hit on her. There's a whole documentary about it.
Hey, there's only one country in the world where I'm seeing videos on Instagram of, like, dudes kissing pictures of women on buses and stuff like that, you know?
I mean...
And it's India.
Bathing in cow piss.
Why is that? Because they don't have to cover up in India, right? The bitches could walk around.
No, but there's just so many fucking people and they're so repressed.
So many dirtbag perverts.
Fucking poor. Yeah. It's a third world country.
The chicks aren't hot enough.
There are some hot chicks out there.
Yeah, I'm curious. Yeah,
I don't know if they're bathing the best.
What has society taught you that a blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl is the best? You know what I mean? That's why they lose their shit. That's why. Why do you think these?
My first girlfriend I ever had was an Indian, and I didn't even know it until years later after I broke up with her.
A recording. The red dot.
You got it.
Absolutely.
Which one?
Which girlfriend?
What kind of Indian? Indigenous?
Oh, East Indian. Indian. I thought her father, her mom was a
spice trader.
Dot or arrow?
Dot. She, and here's the thing, she was the fucking hottest, most beautiful girl in school, but the other thing was, is her mom was very, very white, like a southern lady, and her dad, I thought he was a Mexican guy, because I was I was in fucking middle school, I was an idiot.
Mexican.
But he was just a fucking really dark-ass Indian, man.
Yeah, dude, those guys.
I never asked, what's your dad? I didn't give a fuck, man. I was, you know, having fun.
You want to hear something funny?
Larry was in fifth grade.
I was in sixth grade.
Sixth grade, yeah. So
they used to. I checked this out. I saw a couple things about it, but it's just fucking silly to even think about this. So to ensure that no flying pests disturb their games of golf or croquet, the wealthy Brits would hire a local man and cover him with jam or jelly.
That's actually brilliant.
I just think it's very hilarious. That's I brilliant. Tried to look into it, but I mean. And then it says it's most likely an urban legend, but I mean,
who's
isn't
the
that
asshole
great to think
that's
going to
agree
that?
To that?
What's that?
What no, asshole would
I guarantee
agree to that?
Oh, somebody
line
did
up
that.
To, yeah, they would line up to do
yeah,
that
but not
shit.
Willingly.
Well, no. Why not? They get paid for it.
Hmm.
Be a jam boy?
Yeah, dude.
It has two meanings.
Well, no,
you're after
the
game. The
fucking...
Well, you think about it, too. Like, the first father that made all the money in the family, he wasn't the one doing that shit. It was the son that grew up never doing anything.
Oh, yeah.
The nanny cleaned his balls in the morning. He was the one, we need a jam boy. He's the one that thought it is. He's the one that thought it is devious, devious job.
He was the guy that was in charge of tarring and feathering people in the town,
like,
and when people weren't acting up.
Yeah. You got mosquitoes by you? You got to call?
Yeah, you already got bugs.
Yeah, you got to run over here. And then you got to stand there and let them bite you. And then you got to make them follow you.
Well, the problem, the thing is, the jam boy probably liked it because all of a sudden he had a layer of jam on him.
Yeah.
He wasn't getting bit because the bugs would get stuck right away.
The jam girl licks it off.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
He was a win-win.
He was jammed up, basically.
He was jammed up. And you know what? Afterwards, the degenerate that made him do it probably had some girl. Go suck his dick.
Jesus.
Well, that's how it works.
I don't know how that works.
They do the punishment, and then they distribute the punishment to other people.
I mean, everybody wants to be a jam boy then.
Yeah, well.
Hopefully that's all you get away with is just that. Hopefully they didn't have some weird thing they made you do with animals or stuff like that.
Aw, man. Where the fuck does Needle's mind go?
Oh, really? My mind. Hilarious.
Oh, my Lord, have mercy.
I just thought of a name for your sessions, but I got to ask you after the clock stops.
Oh, okay.
If you're going to have new sessions talk, we got to talk to the attorneys first.
Yeah.
See if it's kosher.
See if it's legal.
Man. Yeah. Did we talk about the place in Texas that was cremating the bodies with the water?
Yes, we did.
We did? Okay.
Yeah.
Soiling
green.
That
is kind of crazy.
Well, it's not even, I forgot we talked about that.
Yeah.
They released the top 10 defense contractors for this year. I mean.
Oh, jeez.
Dude.
I'll tell you what, go look at Palantir, or what is it? I think it's Palantir stock.
Yeah, Palantir, yeah.
That stock is going to go through the roof since Trump got elected.
It is crazy, like,
I'll tell you what, too. If people are into Bitcoin, crypto.
My brother's fucking happy.
Oh, yeah. So am I. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Trump, they may make it where it becomes a reserve currency. Or not the reserve currency, but they may start.
It'll be official. It.
Well, Trump may come out and all of a sudden be like, all the Bitcoin that America got confiscated from the, what was it, the Silk Road?
Yeah, and they've taken wallets and all that.
But they
shit
said they were going to sell all that stuff. Wait. But Trump is going to be like, we're not selling it. We're going to be buying a lot more.
I got a question for you. How do you spend it?
Oh, man, if we're going to get into a Bitcoin talk right now.
How do you go to, you can't go to like a fucking bar or a strip club or a fucking.
Some places will accept Bitcoin, but it's very, very rare. But what you can do, you can get yourself a credit card from some like, you know,
and it'll translate
bank
it into money.
No, so what you do is you take that credit card, you spend all you want, but you can pay the credit card balance off in Bitcoin.
Ah,
and not every credit card will allow you to pay it off in Bitcoin, but there are credit cards. Yeah, there are.
I see.
So you can just go spend, and it's beautiful. You can go spend American dollars while your Bitcoin is appreciating. So, and the your dollars are depreciating, so you're spending in Bitcoin. Why, that's your savings, and you just keep spending, paying off in Bitcoin.
Yeah. And he calls you a Polack.
He is.
I mean, dumb
Polack. He is a Polack. I mean,
a smart Polack. Uh-huh. That's what I meant.
So you want to hear about a crazy
the first
case?
Part.
So fucking. In September 23rd, 2022, the FBI misled a judge who signed warrant for Beverly Hills seizure of $86 million in cash.
Mm.
Man.
That doesn't
Listen
sound
Listen how
odd.
They went and got this money, though.
Let's hear it.
The privacy invasion was vast when FBI agents drilled and pried their way into 1,400 safe deposit boxes.
What the
at
fuck?
At the U.S. Oh, private
at a
vault
bank?
Store in Beverly Hills.
That is
Wait,
just
so it wasn't even a bank.
It was just all safety deposit
It was
boxes.
People's personal belongings.
Yeah, they
It wasn't just
through.
Money. It could have been gold, coins, watches,
Dude,
$86 whatever.
$86 million.
Beautiful things.
Wow.
Dude,
I
they
wonder
rummaged
how they...
through personal belongings of a jazz saxophone player, an interior designer, doctor, flooring contractor,
Isn't...
all these people...
Doesn't Needles keep his underwear collection in a fucking safety deposit box?
No, because they gotta go smart. There. And well, yeah, right. The whole production.
Well,
I have a hermetically sealed vault in my room, like a big humidor.
It's a big, like it's a humidor. Yeah. Set up like a file cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the same thing happened back in Vegas back in the day where they had. It was used for like gangsters or drug dealers.
Yeah,
they would have their own private vault.
Safety deposit
safety
box.
Deposit
yeah.
box.
Yeah,
there.
Vaults and
Well,
safes.
That's where they
But
say.
They weren't ran by banks.
Right.
So.
Private.
Yeah.
Well, even though banks are private. Banks are private.
But they're
but
they're protected.
At the same time, if you're.
I don't know if a safety deposit box is actually insured.
Well,
though.
Here's the thing.
Yeah,
man.
They don't know what's
inside
of it. Someone
that goes in that and takes that stuff,
that stuff
is usually irreplaceable. That's why people have it there.
Yeah, and shit like that. So,
it's stuff that you're too scared to fucking lose at your house. It's so important to you. You go bring it there. That's fucking low when people go into that.
These guys justified the Dragnet forfeiture with its presumptions that hundreds of unknown box holders were all storing assets somehow tied to unknown crimes. So they were looking for the shit to tie these people to crimes.
Wow.
By doing another crime.
And it didn't come out till 18 months later. This is recent.
Yeah,
this isn't fucking.
If I commit a crime, I'm destroying evidence. Why would you? I just don't. The people that hold on to that shit.
But at the same time, there's some properties that you own. You know what I mean? If you got gold or if you got stuff that's been stolen, it can be traced back to places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certain things.
You know, there's
can.
Always. That's what. But future fucking crime is crazy. So we're going to go in, dig in your shit, steal it. And then say, not prosecute anybody.
Yeah, right.
Under false pretense of, obviously they lied to the judge and got this warrant to do this. But, dude, that is a calculated thing. Think how many people are involved in that.
Did they get the stuff back?
It didn't really say. It did not say.
Yeah,
it
probably not.
Ends,
no. Probably not.
No.
Yeah, it kind of fucking. It took 5 days for them to do that.
Well, yeah, drilling out how many safety deposit boxes,
Dude,
and then they have to
I
figure
mean,
out how much they're taking out
so
of each
class
box
auction,
and what they're writing.
Class action lawsuits. I mean, this is just, they will take whatever the fuck they want from you, when they want from
Absolutely,
you.
Absolutely,
bro. Fucking safe, man.
That is,
and it's crazy to think that the government still has your best
and
interest.
And honestly, that's why it goes back to Bitcoin.
Well,
they're not going to have my, my keys to my Bitcoin. They can't take
it. Listen, I'm telling you right now, that shit is somehow the government has its fucking hooks in that.
I'm sure they probably do. You know what I mean?
Like, it's not just like the internet. You know, everything was created for a reason.
Well, Al Gore
guy. You know, like, this is fucking...
What about Al Gore?
Well, they say he created the internet with his DARPA.
What did you just call the guy? Satoshi? Yeah, all right.
I heard that the internet...
The Nakamoto buildings?
Yeah, Die Hard.
The internet has been going on since, like, the late 30s, early 40s with the military. It was called the Horseshoe.
Oh, yeah, the internet?
Yeah. So Al Gore didn't invent it.
Yeah,
it's just saying, it's just something. Al Gore,
didn't Al Gore say he created the internet?
Did he?
I don't know. Al Gore said a lot of things that the world was going to be underwater in 10 years.
I'm Bob Dole. I mean,
you really can't believe him. And then him, Tipper Gore, that's when all that shit started with the parental advisory, the lyrics and stuff. Yep. Like, they were trying to fucking take away freedom of speech back then.
And they got the Ramones song called Censorship. Tipper, come on.
Yeah, well, it's crazy that that's what they tried to take away shit.
Frank Zappa and who was the other one?
Who was the country singer, the old school country singer that they
John thought, Denver.
Denver. He was all for freedom of speech.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the great thing about that whole thing was they finally agreed on having, like, the parental advisory sticker on the album. And that would just lure kids into buying those
albums.
Well, that's what it wants. I mean,
you mean, so here's some gangster rap shit that's talking about pussy, cocaine, and killing motherfuckers? I'll take two.
Or anything. Yeah, I mean, there was just great fucking.
But I'm just saying, you know.
It's like who. They let them know
which one they want.
Just because you say a cuss word, you're deemed this. You know what I mean? It's like, it's so funny that people act like they're holier than thou, and they're doing the same bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that whole, like, grab her by the pussy thing. It's like. You don't think somebody in your life has said that? Like, women are all appalled. It's like...
Yeah, I guarantee your husband said it.
Yeah, or they've said something similar to that. You know what I mean? Like, it's just something for shock. Because
he's right, man.
It's all shock.
Sometimes you just gotta grab him by the pussy.
I don't know about that. Well,
honestly, nobody gives a shit, except for people on the media. They're the only ones that give a shit.
Well, whatever is salacious and whatever fucking, you know, gets people, you know, because it's all about hate. That's all they're doing is programming you to hate people. Like, this person did this, and this person does this, and it's like, okay, come on.
All right, we know that.
No, it's like, do they really think that we don't know that shit? Broads are just as bad as dudes.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody what do you mean like just as bad? They're fucking way worse.
Okay, whatever. If that's what
you
want to die on,
then. Well, hey, look at, what was that one character on, what was that one women's series, the TV show that was huge? Sex in the City. Where that one broad, I mean, she was a full-blown whore.
Which one?
She's a full-blown whore.
On the show or in real life? Acting like it on the show, right? Like glorifying and glamorizing being a whore and sleeping around and looking for big dicks.
No, everybody's
like, oh, my God, you that's the
And guess what? I support her.
At a point in time, it just becomes very unattractive.
I'll support her daughter. One night,
you know what I mean? If you're just a big whore at 50. It's like, you got kids. Maybe grandkids at this point.
Well, here's the thing, though. Most, you know, any chick on the loose at that age is going to be a whore because what are you going to lose your reputation? I mean, who cares? You're fucking
old. Well, she's not like a badge of honor, actually.
Yeah, she's not going to get lonely.
But she doesn't care anymore is the thing.
Well, hey.
You know, it's not like a girl in high school that doesn't want to ruin her rep.
It's just like some bar fly, you know what I mean? Like,
absolutely. Like, some bar hooa.
Yeah. Does it really fucking...
Me and Amford used to have a fucking name. They're cackling bar whores, the ones that get drunk and start cackling and criticizing at the bar. That's exactly what Kamala Harris was, a cackling bar whore.
Yeah, how about that thing she just released? That was pretty
great.
That was fantastic.
She looked like she was fucking Xanaxed and wind
I don't
up.
Think that's politics. I just think that's, I mean, whoever.
One eye was a little wonky. Yeah,
Mary thinks
shout out Orphrette.
Yeah. Mary thinks someone made her do that.
I love it.
What's that?
Mary thinks someone made her do that. No. She's like, they got to be making her do this.
No. I think, I was, okay.
It can't be that.
I was reading strange. And they were telling her not to do it. And it's like, listen, man, I hate getting in front of a camera. I hate doing that. Especially, you know what I mean? I have a couple drinks. But if I'm hammered and I'm talking to the people of the United States, that is just like, what kind of job are you going to get? People are like, you obviously have a drinking problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
What did you see? Like, I think like 5 minutes after that video came out, someone superimposed a bottle of Jack whatever it was.
But the shit lives forever. That's like, don't these people fucking, I can't, I don't know.
That's
I
why don't Mary thinks someone writing. Made her do it.
It's like a humiliation ritual.
Right, right.
You know part what of I mean? The That's humiliation what it seems ritual. Like. Yeah. If you want to stay some sort
just
of
just like LeBron James being in a dress. And you know what else
That's
is
fake.
Great?
That maid outfit.
I don't know, whatever.
Oh, okay.
It could be part of the humiliation deal. But here's the other thing, though. One thing they did say online is these motherfuckers will not be able to walk down the street.
Who?
Anybody. Any of these politicians or movie stars or any of these people that lied to everybody. And
well, people are starting to wake up and see what's going on.
And they had the fucking guy. They had LeBron walking down the street or in some club or somewhere with his fucking entourage. No. And of course, there's people yelling to him, hey, I heard I would there's never no pit that party like a DP.
Diddy party. Yeah, he was at the football game and they yelled at
They're
him.
Like, hey, Bron. Hey, Bron.
Yeah.
We know you were at the Diddy party, nigga. We know you were at
it. Exactly. And that's here's the thing, though, but it's turning true. Out to be true. Is they're not going to be able to walk down the street without people heckling them.
Well, and this was a black guy heckling them. Yeah. It wasn't a
and
white guy.
And they just denied the diddler a fucking bond again, man. $50 million
man, that's crazy.
To put up. So, obviously...
Motherfucker's got some money.
Dude, you see that same video with LeBron? All of a sudden, that guy snuck into, like, that box.
Really?
And Kevin, who's Hart? Kevin Hart was there, too. He's like, Kevin, we know you were there, too. And Kevin Hart got pissed off.
Dude. Yeah, so well,
fuck you,
know
man.
What?
Fuck you.
The problem
but it was pretty
is
funny.
That...
Was Kevin Hart there?
I'm That's sure he was at said? A Diddy
oh,
party.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, they all fucking hang out together. Listen, I'm not going to speculate on what anybody
they're a bunch
does.
Of fags.
But it's just like... It's
unbelievable.
Like, if you're going to Epstein Island, you know what they're doing there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This ain't a fucking shocker when you get there.
Hey, do you guys ever remember back in the day? It had to be like 25 years ago, that island called Viking Island back in the day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean...
I remember the name, but I don't remember what it was about.
It was basically you go there and there was high-class
hookers.
Oh,
act like a Viking,
high-class hookers. And it was in the Caribbean somewhere. It may have been Epstein's Island. Who the hell knows?
Well, there's so many. There's that Necker Island that Branson owns.
I don't think that's a hooker island.
Who knows what it is?
Yeah, but no, like Viking there. Island. I remember.
Who doesn't like a high class hooker here and there? Mix in with the low class ones.
Yeah.
Well, it's cheaper to bang a bunch of fives.
Well, here's the thing: 2 fives and 1 night is a 10.
That's right.
But fucking 5 twos is a 10.
The crazy thing is, like, we fucking, these people are still getting away with this shit. Nobody's been named from Epstein's list. They've been, you know, how this broad's just sitting in jail. Fucking, this guy gets murked, you know what I mean? By the Mossad, by the IDF, multi-agency.
Cameras aren't working.
Yeah, there's, like, so many variables that are so funny about this guy. And you know that he's doing this shit. Like, if you see him bringing camera equipment out and stuff from his house.
Yeah.
Man, they just don't give a fuck about us
at
all.
When they bust into that guy's safe and they need to go back to, like, the video equipment that was from, like, 30 years ago, like, well, shit, he's not on DVDs. He's not on, like,
it's all tape and shit.
Yeah, it's not on hard drives.
Digital.
Is it actual VHS tapes?
There was a lot of different shit.
Yeah, I'm sure it was upgraded in some areas. But videotapes, they take up a lot of space, too.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're running a honeypot operation.
Yeah, you need a gig of drive.
You're going to have a fucking room.
You need hard drives with terabytes.
A thumb drive a day full of illicit sex.
It's like these fucking people, man. They're going to get away with everything. They have cash. They can fucking buy their shit off. They can pay people off. You know what I mean? Sign an NDA. Don't do this. But it's like, we all know there's pictures of people at these parties just like Epstein's flight list. It's like, what other evidence do we need?
Yeah.
Like, do we really have to do our own investigative work because people are unwilling to prosecute?
Well, it's sad, but
fucking child traffickers. Well,
We need Matt Gaetz as Attorney General, but that ain't happening.
Shout out to APAC.
Yeah. For the honeypot operation.
Right, right. Some lady, I think it was CBS or ABC, she's like, hey, I was looking at the fucking Hunter Biden thing. Were you guys seeing that thing?
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, you know,
the emails.
Not only is there emails on there where he's using the N-word liberally a lot.
Well, yeah, text messages.
Very
can't
racist.
Fault them
like,
for that.
But, yeah. No, but I'm just saying, he's Hunter Biden, though. He's Mr., you know, they're Mrs. Politically correct, though. You know, it's the fucking party of... You know.
Indulgence.
Well, but no.
We talked about they went on
the face
longest
of it,
fucking...
though. The facade is, though, for them to never say the N word.
Yeah, but Joe Biden, Joe Biden was slinging that word back in the 90s.
He was talking about what
you
wouldn't
think I want my
bill.
Son going to school with some nigger. He said this like in the
on the floor.
Yeah.
The urban jungle and all this crazy
and he didn't
stuff.
Miss a beat.
No, but that's the whole thing. They're fucking two-faced fucking liars. Yeah.
Hey, well, real quick though, I want to go back to the, you know, the going to bed 2 fives equal to 10.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear Lemmy's saying?
Huh.
It's like, I never went to bed with an ugly chick, but I've woken up with a few.
Ah.
He wasn't exactly a looker. He had that big Corchino on his face. That thing was enormous. Yeah, it was like Mount Vesuvius on his face.
Dude, Lemmy was the man, though.
Lemmy was a good guy because...
Yeah. I don't know about that, but okay.
No, he was. Because he was said, against politicians. They said, why didn't you get married? And he's like, because I'm an honest man and I'm not going to cheat on my wife. And once I would get married, that would be it. And I just like loose women. And I don't want to fucking have to lie to someone that I love.
I respect that.
And I was like, yeah, Lemmy, you're really not a bad guy. You're a cool guy.
And he hates politicians.
Yeah. But
as he should.
Well, he's dead, so I mean.
No, he used to.
We could dig his ass out and put him on the pod.
I saw the last Motorhead tour, and he was really not playing good, obviously.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's a fucking hard life, right?
Yeah.
You're going to be fucking...
He loved hitting those slots, too, the poker machines at the Rainbow.
Yeah, that was his spot. Yeah. I think right now, to this day, they have a machine
dedicated to him.
Yeah, that you don't play, and there's one of his drinks that he likes sitting there. And, you know, almost like that bar in the city that has the... Bloody
Seats
Mary's.
Always reserved
there's
for
a,
him.
There's this ghost called Resurrection Mary, and she came from, you know, it's this bar on Archer Avenue. I can't remember the exact fucking address, but it's on the south side of Chicago. And Resurrection Mary, she's this girl that got killed one night after a night partying at this bar. And so they leave a Bloody Mary at the end of the bar for her, an empty bar stool. And so many guys, now this ghost comes to this bar, picks guys up. They go home. They're going to go home with her. And she'll be like, oh, wait, hold on, let me out here. Or they'll turn around and she just disappears out of the car. Yeah.
Holy shit. So she was a good girl when she was alive.
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
But
she was giving some guys some happy evenings.
Yeah.
If that's how you want to look at it.
Unless
you
get endings.
A ghost of an angry woman who was murdered by who knows who.
That'd be an unhappy ending.
Well, yeah, now she's not making anybody happy.
No, not at all.
No, but people freak out because she'll be in the car and then when they drive past the Resurrection Cemetery. And
that's crazy.
On the same place. I don't know if it's the same cemetery. I think it is. There's two bars that won't take paint because they say you see the ghost hanging on to the bars.
Won't take what?
Paint.
So they try and paint them over and over. It just won't stick. It won't stay.
Okay, I see what you mean.
So they got two bare bars at the cemetery still to this day.
Oh, that's interesting.
Hmm.
Yeah, and it's Resurrection Cemetery on the south side.
Huh. Did you ever see like those videos of like Teslas driving through the graveyards?
No.
At night.
Oh, and showing the ghosts
they got the,
walking
the,
around.
They got the IR. Or I don't know if it's a heat sensor or IR. Where, all of a sudden they drive around the graveyards and they see just these blurs all over the place. And it's like, that's kind of freaky.
Well, it does pick up, like you said. I mean, you know what? Listen, there's got to be. I believe, I was watching this podcast, and I believe that we're like the same person over and over and over again.
Reincarnated.
Like just one person. And then you're that same person, it just keeps on going.
No way.
I'm just saying. This is something I was listening to.
You start as an Indian person, and then you'd slowly advance as
to a white person.
Or whatever. You know what I mean? Because if you believe in reincarnation, if you believe in stuff like that, your soul leaves your body. But
and if you're a shitbag, you go backwards.
But sometimes I believe that also there's some sort of truth to the matrix of how we are, you know? Because they use our body, our cell phones. Our bodies as users, as antennas and shit like that.
Oh, I got to show Needles this. Stuff. You know how the Chicago flag, the star is?
Yeah.
That weird little shaped star?
Look at this one, though.
This is a real old one before it became in vogue for everyone to have a tattoo or a patch. This
Holy
is off an actual
shit.
Cop uniform. Look at it's the fucking Star of David, Needles.
Well, it's a 6-point star.
Yes.
So,
But the other ones aren't like that. I don't know that. What you they want. They have those weird pointy things.
I mean, 666,
like
technically, right? Yeah.
Mayor Shekelstein?
Well, actually, it's like 6666 because there's four of them.
Well, no, but it's 666, six triangles, 6 points.
For the people that are watching.
Oh, Jesus. Autistic Larry can't help himself.
Fuck off. Well, that's to say, what's the new one look like? Is it a 5-point star?
Well, no, it's actually an 8-point star, and it's like coming in from the middle, a tight circle with real spiky points. Hmm. You've seen what the Chicago flag looks like.
And another cop got killed today, which is crazy.
Yeah. No, Ice-T would be glad. Man,
that is just crazy. Doing your job. You know, this kid
it's right
ran
by
out
Roller's
of a
house.
Bank. Yeah, a kid ran out of a bank with a gun.
Oh, man.
Dude shoots him in the side. He shot the guy.
I was saying, did they get him?
Yeah, he shot the guy in the leg, but man.
Oh, that still hurts.
Who the fuck would want to be a cop in Chicago?
Wow.
This guy is cutting the police force back. Like, they're doing this shit on purpose.
Now, wait, you got to put this in perspective for the people listening that this is a suburb of Chicago. It's directly next to Chicago. It's Oak Park.
Oh, yeah.
And it hasn't had a cop get murdered there. So, yeah, 1938, 80 fucking 5 years, 86 years, and here we are. Three cops get killed in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, which is crazy. Why would
in
you
a
want
neighborhood
to
where none got killed for fucking 86
years? In a neighborhood that has lots of rainbow flags.
They're not prosecuting anybody. They're letting these people go. It's like, why the fuck are you even...
Well, you wonder why all of a sudden people are starting to die there now. Because people are like, well, shit, it's worth taking the risk.
Well, they got rid of that shot spotter, too. Remember that thing where predict where shootings were going to happen or muzzle flashes and shit like that?
Yeah.
But no, there was also AI and algorithm that they used to predict
and
hide.
And also, though, it was
areas.
Also
really?
Like
a shooting was going to occur.
But it was also like a GPS where there was shot.
Yeah, they had the cameras up in the muzzle
every so often and by where
the muzzle flash went off.
But just by the sound also they can tell pretty close to where it exactly came from.
So this is the version of what San Francisco had for like the shit piles? Like the shit detector?
Well, I think a guy just did that. I mean, that guy was dedicated.
We have shootings, they have shit piles.
But it's crazy that fucking these people are fucking dying like this. And it's like,
that's sad.
Why is who the fuck wants to be down there?
Well,
it's crazy
I'll
what's
tell
going
you what.
On down there.
I heard today that AOC was going to throw her hat in the ring.
No.
To run for,
baby.
Yeah, so it's like, she may save us all.
No.
Oh, man.
Big titties.
She's not even that hot, man.
No, she's not. She's an idiot.
I'll tell you
we
what,
got
though.
Got lots of more beautiful Hispanic girls.
But these
right
are the
here
people that are
going to
throw
right?
at us.
Yeah, if she's going to flash those cans, she's going to get some extra votes. I guarantee you that.
I don't know about that.
Oh, there's
I think
some guys
people have woken up to...
Well, do you know who Anna Paulina Luna is?
Name sounds
she
familiar.
She is Florida, and I don't know, senator or something. But she is hot as fuck, man.
Okay.
Oh, I think I've seen her video.
Hispanic chick, and she is...
she's for Trump?
She used to be a swimsuit model and shit.
Yeah, Lord have mercy. Yeah,
okay,
she's pretty hot.
Okay, well, you're the problem that's wrong with men. They're going to vote because she's a hot woman.
I have to side with Larry on this one. Yeah.
I don't know about
she
that.
She is my vote.
Would you want AOC running this country?
No.
No.
Exactly. And it's not because she's a woman. Let me get that straight.
No.
It's not because of that.
No, that's only part of it.
You know?
Anna Paulina Luna's cool. She got her shit together.
Yeah,
she's
but whatever. Listen, man. When money's involved, anybody can be bought and sold. That's the problem.
Here's the thing, though, Needles. Every fucking person in the world, you could say that about. It doesn't, you know.
Yeah.
So it might as well
and
be a hot Hispanic.
But when you,
at least you get to look at something nice.
When you invite yourself into this place where they have lobbyists and AIPAC and all this shit, man, you might go in there all gung-ho American, but by the time you know, your first, second year, if you
want to
stay in.
You're bending the knee.
Well, you're bending the menorah.
You bend at the waist. You bend
it,
forward
the menoralists.
And stick it in.
Yeah, the
menoralists.
Seriously.
I like
that's
that.
A good term.
I know. I think it's made me crack up the other night.
Menoralist. I love that.
But it's never going to end. Everything's going to be the same. Elections are fake and gay. Whoever you vote for is not going to be what you're going to get. As we're seeing with right now, everybody's like, oh, my God, look what's happening with Trump. It's the same thing you did the first time.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think's going to happen?
Who's saying this?
What's that?
Who's,
people are all up in arms.
God,
they're like, oh, we thought we were going to get this person, but we got this person. And
who?
Because
who's
Gates?
Okay.
Who's
getting up in arms about it?
And that's just in the ether of podcasts. Oh, okay. And just people talking about shit. Like,
because when they say they, they say.
Yeah, well, I could just say just like Glenn Beck, Jimmy Dore.
Well, now everybody's talking about Matt Gaetz. I can't say his last name.
Well, but that's already. Gaetz. But the problem is that was already disproven, which is another problem. Yeah,
well, that's the sad thing is, like even The View, they had to retort. Retract their statement there.
They had to give legal reading,
which was bullshit. Anyways, the way she read it was condescending.
Like, who read it, Sonny?
Sonny, yeah. She looked like a fucking she was in Gaza.
Well, no, yeah, she was like she was about to get her head chopped off.
Well, which was bullshit.
Anyways, it's like, hey, she was trying to make it seem like this is Matt Gaetz saying this stuff. It's like, no, the Department of Justice didn't file any charges against him. They didn't find him guilty. But
the thing is that these people will say that without any recourse or repercussion. Oh, but and then all proof. Of a sudden,
yeah, NBC fact checks them.
That's what, come on. The Jewish run media. Come, Jesus, man. Yeah. Like all of a sudden that these people are going to wake up one day and they lie. How can you, listen, I'm a fucking not the greatest person, you know what I mean? Like,
the thing, though. Yeah.
But I just don't come out here and lie about shit.
But here's the other thing,
you know what I mean? Like, no, what the fuck?
That's true, You should never do that. But you got to also remember this. Nobody's fucking perfect. And the Lord, and the Lord uses flawed people.
Yeah, but
I mean, even Moses and these motherfuckers.
Every day you're flawed and you're doing the same thing every day, spreading hate, spreading rhetoric.
Trump is Hitler.
But 2 years ago, 3 years ago, they were kissing his ass on The View.
Yeah.
When he went on there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like these people,
they're full of shit.
They're worse than liars. They're like shapeshifters.
Dude.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like they belittle people.
Also, you know what?
Fucking nothing.
Joe Morning and his wife used to swing from fucking Trump's nuts too. They loved him. They fucking. He was on their show some like 40, 60 times or something.
Until his intern fell in his office, cracked her head, and died.
No, that was way before that. He was friends with him after that.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy.
The intern thing was like, what kind of toilet 1990? You think
Whoopi's taking a shit on?
Oh, I don't want to think about
that. I mean, that's got to be a custom toilet.
She's pummeling that fucker.
I just can't believe these people go home and they're happy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, think about that. If you just sat all day and they just lied, and this is the world you're in, and people are fucking yes, ma'aming you.
Yeah.
Yes, mammy, no problem. You know what I mean? Master. You could say whatever the fuck you want.
Well, because they're going home making a lot of money, and it's like everybody's like, oh, thank God you're doing the Lord's work here.
Well,
like,
the Lord, man.
They think it's the Lord's work. That's the problem. These liberals in Hollywood.
Well, they're just being the worst.
They're getting praise. Like, they go to restaurants and they're getting praise.
And then it's like, dumb white broads fucking clapping in the background.
It's not the Lord's work. We all know that.
They think it is, you know?
But maybe they're saying that and fucking going to get punished for saying that.
Bunch of fucking dried up twats on there. That's all they are. Going on a sex strike.
But this is how brainwashed
like
they
someone
are.
Wants to fuck you to begin
like,
with.
Jesus, man. Come on. If you want to fucking lie.
It's when the hot chicks go on the sex strike, I'm going to get worried.
Well, like we talked about with these
the
chicks
dogs
now. The
dogs
could
fucking strike all they want.
They shave their heads and they're not giving up sex. It's like, okay, well, you just solved the abortion case. Yeah. We're fighting.
What do you guys know about
that's
the blue heart?
That's
kind of
racist because all the black
guys
are going to get
the before movement.
The blue heart.
That's what
do
I'm
you know
about.
They're getting these blue heart tattoos?
Yeah,
wait, what is this?
There's this B4 like Needles is talking about.
The chicks
about.
That shave
this,
their head and
no,
stop
no
sex.
Pussy, no nothing.
They're not
going to
have sex for 4 years.
It's four things that in Chinese. Or Japanese starts with the B.
Which actually beef and broccoli. That's what it is. That's what the tattoos
so these,
are getting.
So these chicks are getting these tattoos to signify.
So they can tell each other apart.
And it's like this light blue colored fucking heart.
So it's like you're a
and
dumb
I'm like,
fuck too.
Yeah, they should all. I'm like, yes, get
oh,
the tattoo.
Man, that's fantastic.
Because in that way we could just weed
well, those
you
are the people
right
wearing
the
masks
away.
Still.
Right.
I've seen
right,
a lot
right.
more masks lately, which is kind of weird. I don't
absolutely.
Know how that's coming back into style.
Those are
I think
the people.
Everybody's a plant.
Those are the people
really
that
do.
Voted for Kamala protesting. The mask wearers.
I just think that they're so fragile.
There's
they,
just so many stupid people in this world. Oh, man.
And they let them get away with it now. Before we used to shame the shit out of them and bully people and fucking.
And now when I see like someone with a mask, I think, oh my Lord, are they sick? Is something wrong? Are
they
about to die?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I always think. I mean, think about it.
I feel worried
for it. But in China, they wear it because the air quality is so
bad.
Yeah.
So they take the mask off, and there's a dirt-shaped pattern around of this mask shape. It's so filthy.
But the crazy
thing is, it's
really
bad.
The masks they wear, too, it's like,
they don't do nothing.
It's not stopping anything, so you're an idiot.
No, it's all fucking.
Yeah.
I mean, and listen, they all know it's propaganda, too. But what are you going to do?
I see people at the gym wearing masks.
Oh, my God. Dude, remember those? I remember videos. Guys were swimming in masks.
Oh, my
remember
God.
The people.
How do you
would,
breathe
the
through a wet
that,
mask?
The people. Well, that's how they fucking.
They
that,
died.
The Black Plague. That's what happened. Those people died from wearing masks.
Yes, absolutely.
Because they were having getting bronchial issues, and the wet masks were getting wet, and they weren't of good quality.
Bronchial
and
spasms.
And it would trap fucking shit in there, and then just breathe that in.
Yeah, well,
you know
they,
what I mean?
They weren't the cleanest back then.
Well, no, but obviously, I mean, there's just more. It's just more fact than fiction, right?
Absolutely,
it is
like
comical.
You could kind of see what the hell's going on. They keep playing
and
the
you
same
know what
fucking card
I'll tell you
over
what else
and over, man.
It's great about that, though. Hey, the Black Plague thing, what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But when they had the Spanish flu, and they said,
"Well, that
never,
also,
yeah." Same thing, and they realized the masks killed more people than the actual flu. And they said in like 1901, we will never fucking make people wear masks like that again.
Did they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just to fucking play the same playbook.
Isn't that crazy?
Just to see how they can manipulate
history.
Yes, it does.
I got kicked out of so many places for not wearing a mask.
Me too, bro.
I'd be fighting with people. Yep. That's like we were talking about today, the fucking...
Yeah, I would get all indignant. Well, I guess you don't want my fucking money then, motherfucker.
Yeah, now it looks like an idiot. But that's fine.
They do.
Just like...
Because they don't
just think about
me.
The CDC that... when
they
were,
a mask on?
When they were given polio vaccines...
I wouldn't wear one.
The CDC admits that when they were given polio vaccine, there was live cancer cultures in the vaccines.
That's insane.
And they actually admitted this, which is crazy. Like... Just like,
and now when my dad was a little kid, he's 85, he said that that's what they scared them with when he was a kid, was polio.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to have, and you know, and you'd see a kid here and there and they had these big fucking
the
metal braces.
Absolutely.
And it was frightening. And my dad said he was scared of it.
Dude, they said
scared him.
The whole polio thing, they said like 95% of people that had polio were asymptomatic.
Yeah,
so they
which means
they didn't
have
symptoms. Yeah, they didn't have symptoms. And then they said the polio vaccine.
Just like they say to us, oh, you're asymptomatic,
yeah.
You're a spreader.
But no, but they say the polio vaccine saved all these lives, but they don't realize polio back in the day.
Fuck Jonas Salk.
Well, the people didn't have plumbing, like working plumbing
absolutely
in their houses.
Not.
Like
well,
their outhouse. So shit
hygienic.
Was like, yeah, people were dirtier back then. And then all of a sudden, polio started to go away when people started having plumbing in their house. Everything started changing.
Cleanliness.
Society
was
just changing.
It boils down to cleanliness.
Yeah, so it arrived the same time polio did, so everybody thought polio was the cure.
Well, Needles, you texted the vaccine thing the other today or yesterday, and it was the breakdown of the doctor saying, the book that he wrote saying the vaccines... Yeah.
They're not
nothing.
Fucking, they're just placebo shit.
Yeah.
They don't know what the fuck's in them.
And this is written when? This was written in like what, 1920?
Yeah, way back in the day.
Oh.
It was an old fucking book.
Oh,
it
no,
wasn't
Kiki
new.
Sent that. That was the
was
one that,
that
said,
you
oh,
sent
yelled that. The orange book you
yeah,
sent.
Yeah,
that
was good.
It proves
I read
that.
That
fucking, and it just goes
to
prove that they can't.
Yeah.
But that's the whole thing, though. They got Big Pharma owns a lot of shit. It owns our food. It owns our fucking media. It owns fucking... It's probably got shares in BlackRock and all that
but
shit.
No, but think
State
about
Street.
It. A vaccine, though, is something you have to give to everybody.
Yeah.
So it's just...
You can't have any outliers.
It's Shekelville.
Yeah.
You know?
And now they
it's
come
so
out and they
much
say that,
money.
That, look at all these people that
now
are
the
sick.
Government will pay.
Well...
And then the Big Pharma gives back... Through their lobbyists.
Well, the
yeah,
government will pay
back.
Because they'll profit
the
later.
Shit. Well, they fast track all that shit.
Well, the politicians will profit.
Well,
everybody.
It starts at the politicians and the lobbyists, and then it moves on to fucking Big Pharma, and then it moves on to the hospital, and then it's just a vicious
the
fucking
doctor,
cycle.
There never should be, and here's the problem, there should never be a scenario where one person could profit or become super rich.
Like a Fauci?
Yeah. Because that's the problem.
That should be a panel.
That's where
of like
that's
50
where everything
fucking,
goes sideways.
That's
everybody,
science right there.
Now, in like some that's where like the communist way. I don't know what communists think or how they run, but I would imagine that their doctoring system would be
they run like
everybody
girls.
Gets a fucking salary, and nobody's gonna make money off the pills, you know, and keep it legit. So they're not
nobody can profit.
Because here's the thing: when
like
my drummer,
shit.
When Chris, God rest his soul, Chris Lemke. Love you, brother, up there. And when he went to Spain because he had a girlfriend, because you know we're rock stars, we got girlfriends all over. When he went to when he fucking would visit his girlfriend in Spain, and he was having a fucking anxiety attack, and he went to the doctor. His girlfriend brought him to his the doctor she went to, and when he told the doctor in Spain the amount of pills and the things that he was prescribed
SSRIs and here shit. In the United States,
the guy, he said the guy got frightened, like, oh my God.
Yeah, you're lucky you're alive.
We got to get you on a program right now. And he's like, what are you talking about? He doesn't even know he has a problem. And the doctor in another country is like, can't even believe that he's prescribed to that amount of shit.
Yeah.
You know? So that just, you know, and it should not be that way. And somehow they got it figured out, though, in Europe, although there's a lot of fucking shitty things about
it. Well, if you're fat.
That one part of it is better.
If you're fat, here's a pill, a shot.
Yeah,
that's not the way. If you're fucking sad, here's a pill. If you're fucking horny, here's a pill.
Yeah.
Anything that you have an ailment. Like, and they
if you're gay, here's a pill. If you're black, here's a pill.
Yeah, they were talking about they wanted every person on fucking, every adult and child needs to be on pills, at least two or three.
Yeah.
Statins, fucking all this crazy shit that when you look at it, all you got to do is eat better, exercise.
Yeah, absolutely.
And fucking that, and everything else will fucking come to play. You know,
so you go to the doctor. I noticed you were not taking anything.
How come the doctors are asking if you got guns and if they're locked away?
Like,
that's
what?
The craziest shit. Did you see this? These red flag states are doing that.
Seriously? Man.
Yeah. If they're handing them out like antidepressants and stuff like that. They ask
for
guns. They
kind
of
and
then they fucking
never locked away.
Suns out, guns out.
Absolutely.
No, honestly, they should be asking the people that have SSRIs.
Well, yeah, but at the
they
same time.
Be,
yeah.
No, they shouldn't be giving those people that.
No.
Everyone I've known that's been on those has killed themselves.
Yeah,
I don't know about that.
Well, I've known, I know,
you know
at least four people.
The problem is,
that's a lot.
You're probably walking around
in my world.
I had a buddy that was taking SSRIs, and then all of a sudden he wanted to get off of them, and he didn't realize if you just
stop doing it, it fucks you up.
Well, you get suicidal thoughts.
Yeah.
Well, it's and, like, the doctor never told him that.
Well, we were talking about that. The fucking Larry had this magazine, but he probably didn't bring it down.
It's a nudie mag?
Yeah, no.
No.
Oh, what kind of...
weirdos.
It was
you guys got me excited.
So it just shows all the fucking, what do you call it?
It was the AARP, vaccines.
Yeah, but it doesn't show the side effects.
Yeah, of course
so
not.
It's one page of vaccines, like shingles, fucking pneumonia.
Oh,
tuberculosis, all this shit. But then if you wanted to show a disclaimer of all the side effects, you would need that whole magazine probably.
Yeah, the rest of it.
Like, seriously, it's a fucking 50-page magazine because these people, dude, they know, especially with these puberty blockers, man.
Oh,
this
that's
is
the worst
crazy
shit.
What they're doing to children. There's a case going on right now in California where a dad was fighting with his ex-wife because they were going to... He was 7 years old and he thought he was trans and they're going to chemically cast, you know, do puberty blockers.
Seven?
Yes, seven.
Dude, that's like...
And if you look at Hollywood, Charlize Theron, two boys, girls. Megan Fox, they're boys, girls.
Wait.
It's
they changed their kids?
Yeah.
She's so hot, too.
It is crazy. It's like, look at what's a basketball player's name?
Oh, Ewing, Dwayne Wade.
No. Well, Dwayne Wade also.
Yeah.
But who's also the...
The Lakers.
Magic Johnson's kid is like 6'5".
Yeah, I think he's 6'2 or 6'3.
Well, whatever. He's
and
a
he
big dude.
And
he dresses like a lady.
Yeah, I've seen him. He wears high heels. I've seen the Magic Johnson pictures.
I'm going to tell you right now, that's a fucking mental illness.
So you're telling me Charlize Theron castrated her children?
No, I didn't say that at all. She had two boys, and now they're girls.
I think they're two black kids.
So she chemically...
Yes, two black kids. She adopted two black kids.
So wait, how do they make them girls?
They dress them like it, and they tell them they're girls.
They don't have pussies and everything.
No, they're boys.
Okay. But they give
them
like estrogen.
Okay,
because
that's what I'm asking. Because these people are sick.
Yeah,
but they're mentally
destroying
these
children.
But that's
absolutely.
Also another humiliation ritual, right there.
Yeah,
like,
mentally destroying
you're
them.
You're gonna fucking
is exactly what they're doing.
They're just gonna hate them. That's gonna be the problem.
And these are adopted children from Africa.
Well,
you know?
Two
I'm thinking,
of them.
Why do these white motherfuckers need to do this to me?
Yeah, they had.
You're thinking, why are these white motherfuckers?
Well, because they pounded in their fucking. Head, man, it's fucking crazy. Like, oh, you like to play with dolls instead of trucks? Come on, now you all of a sudden you're a girl. Like, get the fuck out of here, man.
Society
so,
is
dude,
like
they
this.
Used to be tomboys. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there used to be, like, chicks that fucking, and then
sometimes those tomboys were the ones that fucked. You know what I'm saying?
All right, Larry. Jesus, man. I mean, I don't know why you're all wound up today, you weirdo.
I don't know, man.
Okay, well, stop being weird.
And bust out those nudie mags you have.
But all they do is just try to fucking humiliate these people. Like, yeah, what are you doing to children? Why are you doing this to fucking kids? Of all people, the most malleable minds.
Because it's easy. You know,
and it's like, they're all about self-service and it's fucking crazy.
Well, here's the thing, though. You start when they're kids, because then that's when you get the ones that are weak that are going to go along with it.
Yeah.
But they're children.
Stick with it for life.
Yeah. You can't, they don't have a say.
No, I know. And that's why you do it when they're kids. And the other thing is, over time, the percentages are going to go up more and more.
No, they're not. I'm going to tell you right now.
Weirder.
There's people. Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now. This reminds me of a place in around 1939 with all the debauchery that was going on. But what is going to be like? Okay, so now we have all these people that are mentally ill.
Were they burning books, needles?
What kind of books were they burning? I mean, when you get mad, when you're still mad they burned your gay porn stash. I mean, come
on. I'm
a little pissed. And you still hold a grudge and you teach kids in school about that, but you don't tell us. Did you ever ask what kind of books?
Yeah, that's
the
thing.
No. Yeah. Like, I never thought that far. Like, oh, they're burning books.
But here's the thing they lead you to believe. Yeah. They lead you to believe when they show these videos and you hear the propaganda that they burnt every single book.
Well, yeah. It's just a certain type.
Yeah, I know. It's like they're burning the Constitution or something.
The Bible, you know what I mean?
They were burning all the twisted gay shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Fucking porn.
It's all from that.
Really, a little Billy started touching me in my funny place.
We're getting to that point where it's like, dude, this fucking... like the saturation of porn and debauchery and like all of this stuff. It's like, what's that fucking, oh my God, I can't believe I just forgot it.
The red light district, the Reaper Bond.
No, it's fucking, Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like loose morals.
Kind of what I was thinking right there.
What's that?
Kind of where I was going.
Yeah, but I couldn't remember what it was.
You know, the weird thing is though, like, the countries that have the red light district, it's all fine. It's kept in one little area. It's done. People do. They use it. They disappear.
Yeah,
and it's not society.
It's the oldest profession.
Yeah. Well,
just let if you regulate it and you do, like, listen.
And just let it be.
Look what the fuck else is going on in this. I mean, there's shit's just running wild.
Here's the thing about,
like,
those places, though. It does attract lowlifes.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
But if you heavily police it and you protect these women, then you know what?
Exactly.
It's going to be fucking people. And this has been going on for... how I don't know when the red light district first started.
And the upstanding humans that go, citizens that go there.
Yeah, if
we're
not
safe.
Looking to do nefarious shit.
You've been
shit,
to Amsterdam, right?
A couple times, yeah.
Yeah, of course, because you're a lowlife. I know he's been there.
I've been to Amsterdam.
Of course I have.
But, you know, but the funny thing is, you go there as Americans and you're like,
it's
holy
great.
Shit,
yeah,
weed
it's
and
a little
prostitution. But
culture
it's like at
shock.
The same time when I went, it was clean. It was nice. It was fucking...
oh, yeah.
Everything
when I
fucking...
went, it was a shithole. But listen to this. You'll like this. I went with this kid, Joe, who I barely know, you know. I was just tagging along. And I went with a guy that never smoked pot before in his life. And we're in Amsterdam. And he's like, hey, let me try some of that. You know, he's a cokehead, fucking alcoholic to the max, a whorehound, all that shit.
Kind of weird,
yeah.
Okay.
And I'm like, you're in Amsterdam and you never smoked pot before? He's like, no. And he starts smoking and he's like, this shit is fucking fun.
Oh, boy.
He's like, hey, how much is this shit? And how much is it for a pound? He's like, I'm going to get some of this as soon as we get back to Chicago. He was all, I'm like, wow, look at this guy.
But
he turned into a pothead.
But it's a completely different atmosphere, though. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to find that back
fun.
In the States.
Yeah. It was fun.
Like, you can go to a cafe, you have fun, you do your thing, you go walk around. You know what I mean? Here... they were fucked, man. We were just talking about how they arrest people for pot.
Yeah.
Like, people are still in prison for pot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
And the people that are in prison for gambling, when you can gamble anywhere, online, on your phone, in any fucking state now.
Yeah.
It's just not fair.
Well, we talked about that, Larry.
Yeah.
There's other variables that are fucking...
yeah, yeah. Like, if you're a bookie,
tax
maybe
evasion,
you've had to break someone's
breaking
legs.
You know,
if you're not giving the government their cut, then
they
you're
want
doing,
you
yeah,
oh,
prison.
The government
trouble.
Is fucking, they don't want competition.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're,
that's it.
They fucking, oh, you tax evasion. The best is now they spend all this money to fight you, taxpayer money to fight you.
Yeah,
for
right. It's like, oh, did you see? I got to look up if that's true, the part where they
said. I'm looking for a fourth one of these.
What was that, Kiki?
Oh, and I'm looking for
tax evasion.
No, that article about all the federal employees. Dude. That are behind on their taxes.
140,000 of them owe $1.3 billion or $1.5 billion.
I have to look up, see if that's like
the norm. Like, I didn't look that up.
Rules for thee, not for me.
Yeah. I'm more
worried about the fucking 5,000 people that were in the government that got busted child porn on their computers.
Well, that's even
NASA, the NSA, the FBI.
Well, that's why they never go after these fuckers.
With high security
clearance. Dude, they're looking at it at work. And fucking, right? I mean, come on, man.
That tells you everything.
Like, I can understand the taxes, yes. Okay, that's completely understandable. We've talked about
the
program.
Well, that's not understandable, because if it was us, we'd be in prison,
doing insider trading. We're paying for their booze, their medication,
all this
bullshit.
Nobody wants to pay taxes.
Like, yeah, but I'm just saying, it's not acceptable. These cocksuckers should fucking
pay. Well, I didn't say it was acceptable.
No,
I mean, I know that it's fucking, it doesn't shock me, though.
The pedophile shit is a lot scarier.
That's, well, that's the crazy stuff. Either.
That's because it's like, if this is what's running our country, like, we're in some serious shit.
Well, the thing
is
that everybody's complicit to that shit, man.
Yeah. And the other weird part is
everybody's in, they know they're involved. It's fucking.
Yeah. The other weird part is the way they have their fucking network set up, and they got no regard for human life, no matter who it is. All they care about is their own thing.
Yeah.
And people are just nothing to them.
Yeah.
Which is fucked up when people argue at Thanksgiving or at a holiday over some fucking politicians who don't really give a fucking rat's ass about you. And you're like ready to break up your family over it. It's like
just because some guy, right? Just because some guy got elected, you're willing to fight with someone
it doesn't fucking matter.
No, it doesn't. But that's what the media has done to us. They have separated
absolutely.
Us. Conquer, divide and conquer. Fucking take people from within.
Well, dude, even I was kind of not arguing with my aunt, but she was like, how she just hates Putin, this and that. And she's a Republican, votes for Trump, all this stuff. But
which
she's
is crazy.
About, well, I just read an article saying that Putin's killed 50 people in different countries. This, I'm like,
that ain't shit.
And 50 people in different countries.
Well, no, of his own, of Russian people.
Yeah,
like
Navalny and shit.
Yeah, but I'm like,
poisonings.
You understand how many people like Obama killed just with drone strikes?
That motherfucker is
making. Well, do you understand what the Mossad's doing right now?
And that's what I said.
It's
I'm like the Mossad. I'm like everybody. Like,
do you understand that there is actually a genocide going on right now?
Yeah, but the thing is, though,
they're making TV specials out of Jeffrey Dahmer when you got Obama.
Yeah, but they grow up with the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Yeah.
Russia's bad.
Do you know that there was
brainwashing?
So they got the signal to do that, the Cuban Missile Crisis, and there was a guy on the submarine. Do we talk about that?
Oh, yeah, the Russian
that waited
an
hour to see.
He refused to hit
the
nuke.
Yeah, he waited
like
an hour. He was
wait.
I forgot his name.
We didn't talk about
that. Yeah,
this.
We talked about
that. On the show?
It was probably almost a year and a half ago.
No, this was recent, I thought.
No,
but,
this was a while
But the guy
back.
Waited, like, he was like, I don't believe this. He's like, I'm going to wait for launching orders, and it actually was
he
like
saved
a
World
a false
War III.
Signal.
It was a false signal, huh? And he fucking, he called their bluff.
Yandex.
What are you using?
Yandex.
Look at your fucking thumbs, how fat and short they are.
I know, he's got fucking sausage hands, dude. Let me tell you. Boys Town fucking dream.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a little fatties. Here's his name, Vasily Arkhipov.
I love those Russian names, man.
Oh, you know what? Listen, this fucking people. Arkhipov.
They
want World War III
because
so
they wanted to.
Why
they wanted
they
to fire against
everybody?
America.
I don't understand that. Why? What? I mean, it's like sick porn. Like that's the ultimate porn. Is
absolutely
killing people, getting
it's
off
horrible.
On it, like fucking killery. We came, we saw, he died with Gaddafi. It's like, they just say that shit like it's fucking, they're ordering off a menu.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like
and
it doesn't mean nothing to them at all.
Yeah, right.
It is crazy the depth that these people will go to fucking just kill everybody. And the problem is most of these people are at the end of their lives.
Yeah.
They don't want to live anymore. It's like, yeah, take everybody out.
Well, yeah, they're like, fuck it.
Yeah, like, let's see
that's
what happens.
Well,
Killary's
fucking
an old hag.
I was just
going to
say that.
So bitter.
She's the first one I think of that will just take out everybody. She's like,
talk
well, my life's over, so
ass,
fuck everybody
she said
else.
When she was a fucking, when she was running for the presidency, how she wanted to bomb Iran.
Yeah.
Like, these people are fucking crazy, man.
Yeah.
Guantanamo Bay.
It's a power trip. Because here's the thing.
Sites that they were using.
You talk about the presidents that were wartime or did some radical shit. Those are the ones that you remember the most, though.
All of them.
Right. Well, that's what they try and do. That's because every single president wants to be that one.
There was some good presidents, but I guarantee Clinton probably gave her an STD that gave her, like, a fish box.
Oh, man.
And like, that's why she's angry at the world now.
No, I just think that Bill just couldn't keep it in his pants so much, and everybody found out that she has this resentment towards him. And, I mean, she gets
she's
off
got the
on
Kentucky
death.
Fried chicken.
I mean, that whole
Benghazi, Lent
that whole fucking Benghazi yeah, thing, man, she
fish.
Got off on that.
Yeah,
right.
Dude, she got off on Benghazi.
Oh, yeah.
Being serious. Like,
that was the last time her pussy was wet.
Like, I don't know about that, but I think that
she's
these
like,
people...
sparked a little bit.
They're so far
quick,
from... I mean,
give
it
me my
fucking Mena. You know, all the way Arkansas, all the way fucking...
Yeah.
It is crazy.
Arkansas,
the
baby.
Fucking... The Bushes, you know... Kennedy's, everybody's complicit.
Dead Kennedy's.
And Eisenhower warned us all.
Yeah, well...
I like Ike...
You can't be fucking, you know, you gotta have a fucking
Tricky
stern Dickie. Fist.
Tricky Dicky, the king of them all.
No, he got jammed up.
Yeah, they fucking fucked
that
him.
That was a fucking...
Here's the thing about Nixon and, say, especially like someone like Rod Blagojevich, who I love, Rod. If you ever want to come on the Larry Needle Show, dude, we'll do whatever. We'll do it in a nicer
he's
location.
He's local. Yeah, he's local.
Yeah, he's a cool guy, too. And here's the other thing, man. That guy fucking did time for shit. That is
everybody
nothing.
Else does.
Is
yeah,
nothing.
Campaign
say, yeah.
financing.
That was,
that's what they got him on.
That
no,
was,
but
yeah,
here's
everybody
the thing.
Else
he
does
made
it.
One comment that said he was talking about the seat that Obama left, and he said this motherfucker is gold.
Yeah, but no, but they
but
got him for.
He didn't fucking
they
do
didn't
anything.
Get him for that. They got him for financing shit.
Yeah.
He was on Tucker. He's a smart dude. He threw Clinton's under the bus and the fucking
they
Obama.
They fucked him,
yeah.
man.
And Obama
yeah, no, he
fucked
got
him.
Fucked, definitely.
Obama seems like he fucks over everybody
yeah,
that comes
oh,
here.
I mean, look at this, man. These fucking...
Fucks him in more ways than one.
Yeah, they don't care. Well, Big Mike gets you.
Yeah.
What time we at?
Then if you're a chef for him, you die.
If Big Mike fucks you, you're definitely going to need a proctologist, I heard.
What time we at, Larry?
Oh, man.
At 1:11?
Okay.
It was almost 1:11:11, actually.
I was just
going to
say.
It's past that.
Ooh.
1:11:11. That means we're surrounded by angels.
Okay. Now you're just making shit up. All right,
yeah,
let's end this bitch.
All right, I got to think. I got to give a shout out to everybody that listened this long. I thank you so much, man. We really, really fucking appreciate it. Subscribe, like, hey, tell somebody so the shit grows a little bit. Also,
actually, we don't want it to.
I got to thank Tom's Free Clinic Automotive and Veterinarian Facilities for, you know, paying for our studio time and everything. Thank you, Tom's.
Yeah.
Do you have a, you want to?
Well, no, and if, you your lady, if, you, well, if your lady's chicken head is beat up from the holidays, he does rejuvenation. let me do rejuvenation.
You got a
no,
jingle?
No, I'm fine.
Oh, okay.
I don't feel like it right now. All right, let's end it. You just sit here dead air. Peace,
yes,
thanks. Thanks for listening.
Like and subscribe.
Those idiots.
Yeah. Thank you.